Today's program has been brought to you by Kane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit Kane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
Well, the good news for Northern California is that we never have enough water. So we've been figuring out ways to collect water and to use it wisely for decades.
We've heard a lot about how the California drought is impacting vegetable producers, but what does it mean for cheesemakers? Sue Connolly, co-founder of the Cowgirl Creamery in Northern California, joins host Greg Blaze on Cutting the Curd to share some insights.
We had a big drought in the 70s, and all the ranchers in our area built holding ponds and figured out ways to reuse water, and they reduced their herd size. They did things that, you know, continue to be in place today. Now that people down in the San Joaquin Central Valley are dependent on the runoff from the Sierra snow melt, and there was no snow this year. So I have to say that we're in better shape than most, though we are very affected by the costs of the supplemental feed that does come from that high Sierra area, the alfalfa, you know, very water-intense crop. So we've seen, especially for organic feed, that the prices have tripled in the past year. So I think these are our biggest stresses, our costs. Well, certainly the dairies have been culling their herds and really, you know, living within their means in terms of water allocation. And, you know, cows do take a lot of water. Up here in Marin and Sonoma County, as I said, you know, we do have holding ponds and things in place that have helped us a whole lot.
Sue, are any of the regulatory things that we read about, are you subject to any of those where you are in terms of your water usage?
You know, they haven't done anything yet except ask that we cut back. So Albert Strauss is our main source
right.
for milk, and he is a very innovative rancher. So he's installing now it's a water treatment plant that's right at the his production facility,
mm-hmm.
so that he will be able to bring the cleaning water back to potable so it can be reused for cleaning. And this is a technique that has been used also at the Lagunitas Brewery here. You know, all of us who make food use a lot of water. So Lagunitas is a little bit ahead of the curve, and it's this system that's inside of a shipping container. Lagunitas probably has six of these, but, you know, Albert's getting one, we're getting one, and we'll be able to reuse all of the water, which is significant, the cleanup water, and that should really help us a lot.
For more on the cheese scene in California, tune in to episode 225 of Cutting the Curd, where Sue talks about how their whey has gone from a waste product to a valuable commodity. This and more from host Greg Blaze and special guest host Matt Rubiner. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Aaron Fairbanks.